The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, nachas, and parnasa berevach ad meah ve'esrim shana.
Gemara in Ksuvos Mem Aleph Amud Beis concludes the third parak with the memory of Reb Nosson. Tanya Reb Nosson Omer Minayin Shlo Yigad Lo'odim Kelev Rav Aseich Beisei. How do we know that a person shall not raise a bad dog in his house, a dangerous dog? V'le'yamet Sulam Ruah Aseich Beisei, and he should certainly not stand up a dangerous, hazardous ladder in his house. Shenemar V'le'sosam Damav V'Seicha. This din is the source that a person is not allowed to have something dangerous or hazardous in his house, like a kelev ra or a sulam ra. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Vav Halacha Yudalet, brings down 24 things that we are menada a person for. We put him in cherim, and one of them is mishi yesh bereshusay davar amazik kigoyin kelev ra sulam ra menada noisoy atche yosir azekay. That is the din of Reb Nosson. Interestingly enough, in the Shittas HaKadmonim and Bava Kama from Rabbi Blau, which is a reprint of many manuscripts of Rishonim, one of the Rishonim there, I believe it's Taisel Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, says that Leisamsum Damav Veisecha is a Lav Shebechlolis. Now, a Lav Shebechlolis normally means that there are different scenarios and categories how to be included in this specific prohibition. For example, cooking the Karban Pesach, there are many different ways to cook it, which are not roasted, and they are all included in the Lav. However, if let's say Leiselich Rochel Ba'amecha, there are many different stories that one can tell as a talebearer and whatnot, that's not called a Lav Shebechlolis, because it's all the same committing of Leiselich Rochel Ba'amecha. So it's only when there's different categories and different scenarios. Therefore, a dog that's dangerous, or a ladder that's dangerous, or something else that's dangerous, shouldn't be considered a Lav Shebechlolis. Which makes it quite perplexing that he says that Leisosim Domim V'Veisecha is a Lav Shebechlolis. There are a few suggestions how to explain why he's saying that it's a Lav Shebechlolis. Number one is because the Pasuk of Leisosim Domim V'Veisecha goes together with the Pasuk of Asisa Michael L'Gagecha, which means that if a person has a roof, which can be very dangerous to the people living in the house, so besides for the mitzvah say of Asisa Michael L'Gagecha that you shall make a gate on your roof, it also says Leisosim Domim V'Veisecha, do not leave anything hazardous and dangerous in your house, including making sure that if there is a roof that can be dangerous and somebody could chas v'shalom fall, a gate shall be constructed. Places in Kedushin Lama Dalet Amud Aleph discusses how related this law of Leisosim Domim V'Veisecha is directly with the mitzvah say of Asisa Michael L'Gagecha, and we're not going to elaborate on that now. However, if you look in the Marshah, in Bava Kama Tezvav Amud Beis, where the Gemara also quotes Reb Nosson, the Marshah says that Micah is something that is made for those dwelling in the household. Whereas a dangerous dog, and perhaps a dangerous ladder as well, are more dangerous for outsiders. Because the dog, dangerous as he may be, will get used to his neighbors in the house. However, he can be dangerous when somebody that's strange in the neighborhood comes by. So the danger that's being avoided with a kelev ra is different than the danger that we're avoiding with Leisosim Domim V'Veisecha in reference to Micah. So perhaps Leisosim Domim V'Veisecha can be considered a Lav Shebechlolis because it is A, specifically telling you to make a Micah, and B, it's a general restriction to refrain from having anything dangerous in general in the household. That can be one method how to explain why it's a Lav Shebechlolis. Still another method is that besides for the din of Leisosim Domim V'Veisecha, as it is in regard to Micah and having generally dangerous things in the house, there is a famous discussion about what exactly the Isser Mazik is. In other words, what's the Isser for a person to be Mazik? We know, the whole Masech to Bava Kama discusses the Psukim and Mishpatim, that one is Mechuyiv to pay for damages that he does. Tashlumei Hezek. However, what is the Isser, the prohibition? The Torah doesn't say anywhere, Leisazik. What is the Isser to be Mazik? And the Rishonim and Achreinim give all sorts of suggestions, beginning with Rabbeinu Yoina and Elvis that says it's Leisigzol, and the Yad Ramah that discusses if maybe it has to do with Hasnei Ivel, Leisitin Michshol, or Va'af Telarecha Kamoicho. The Chuvus Arash actually in Kol Kufches mentions that it's contingent on the idea of Drochei Adak Yenoyam. And there's a famous Rosh Hashanah Ksuvos Yudches, as well as the Chalkas Yoyim and Chesh Mishpat Tzimachov, that says that it has to do with Hashavas Aveda and Leisucha Leisalem. There's an interesting Tesefta in Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, that says that any type of saving another Yid's money is included in Hashavas Aveda. And there's a Lashon of Mishmais like that in numerous places, as the Stipler elaborates about all this in the beginning of Bava Kama. However, what this has to do with us is that the Chassam Sofer in Hashuva, in Yeridei, Siman Reish Mem Aleph, says that guess what? The Issur to be Mazik comes from this Pasuk, Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha. Even though the Chassam Sofer himself, in Bava Kama, Beis Amid Beis in his Chedushim, suggests that the Issur Mazik comes from the Pasuk of Leisam El Dam Reicha, but in the Tshuva there he brings the Pasuk of Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha. And in fact, I found that the Ritva, and the Kuk Ritva in Gittin Nun Gimel also says that the source of the Issur to be Mazik is Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha. This Issur seemingly does not only apply to leaving a dangerous cow in the house, which can be damaging to the neighbors and alike, but it includes all mazik whatsoever. And therefore, Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha now has a new shape to it, besides for the general rule of not having dangerous things in your house, as well as putting a roof on your, putting a mic on your roof. It also includes the general issur to be mazik. So perhaps because of that, we can explain why he's saying that Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha is a lav shebichlolis. Still, a third method, perhaps, is that just like we find some explaining, for example, the Brichas Koyin and Parshas Kedoshim explains why Lifnei Iver Lisitin Michshol is considered a Lav Shebichlolis, because it has two concepts, Ben Adam L'Mochim and Ben Adam L'Chaveri. If that works, that Ben Adam L'Mochim and Ben Adam L'Chaveri automatically deem something a Lav Shebichlolis, I don't know if it stems everywhere, but that's what he seems to say, then perhaps we could say that Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha is in the same category and would also be a Lav Shebichlolis because of that reason, that it includes Ben Adam L'Chaveri as well as Ben Adam L'Mochim. The question that arises in our Gemara of Kelev Ra and Sulam Ra is how limited is this? For example, if let's say somebody has a worker, an employee, who's quite dangerous, whether it's in cursing other people or whether it's causing damages, he could sometimes get into fights and brawls. He's a dangerous figure, or chas v'shalom, something even more dangerous or anti-Semitic. Is one allowed to employ such a person? Or is it b'chlal v'din of leisasin damim bevishtecha that you shall not have somebody dangerous in your home? So this question goes back as early as the Kolboy, which is a Rishon. In Siman Kuf Mem Beis, there's tshuvas from Rav Peretz. And one of the questions there in Siman Kuf Mem Beis is about a shipcha who was causing damages and chirufim v'gidufim to the locals. The question was, if the Bezdin and the town Gaboyim are allowed to be geyser on this person, that he has to get rid of his shipcha because of the damage that she was causing. And basically, of course, you always have to be chesh that people are trying to inconvenience Shimon and get rid of the deal that he made with his shipcha. He has a hired worker that he's trying to utilize the opportunity, and meanwhile, you're making him get rid of his workers, so you have to make sure that nobody's negev edover, and nobody's trying to mess him up. However, if that's not the case, and the whole town unanimously agrees that this person is dangerous to have around amidst their community, then it definitely would be included, it says over there in the tshuva, in the din of Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha. Now, even though the pasuk of Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha, Damim is blood, which sounds like we're talking about Sekhonis Nefashis, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadik Siv Beis, when he brings it down, he says the Isru al Davar Sheyesh Bo Sakonas Nefashos, and as we know, that's definitely the guidelines of Mazik by Michael. Let's say Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha is definitely referring to a Chashash Misa, as the Gemara discusses in the fifth parak of Bava Kama, that it's only by a roof that's high enough that could result in fatal damage. However, the Yireim, when he brings it down, he says Chol Davar Amevi Hezik, and apparently this Kolbei also is including that because we're not only talking about an employee that could chas v'shalom result in fatal damages and injuries, but even in minor damages, the tshuva seems to be saying over there that the Kolbe quotes that it would be included in Leisasin Damim Bevishtecha. The ramifications of this tshuva, Siman Kuf Mem Beis, in the Kolbe, in Eretz Yisrael especially, are quite obvious and significant. I'd just like to finish off with a couple of tidbits here on Daf Mem Aleph. First of all, there's a fascinating Tosfos Rid. It's on the fifth wide line in the old print, in the old Vilna Shas. He seems to be saying that we say in Kevin Knossos with Bovel, he says you need to have a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel for Knossos. Unless maybe it's a mistake. Perhaps it's a Toy Cipher and it's supposed to say a Bezdin Shel Gimel. But the Lashon of the Tosfos Rid is definitely Sanhedrin Shel Chav Gimel. That's a fascinating thing which we don't find anywhere, that you need 23 Dayanim to Paskin Knoss. Tzorichi, and if the Girsa is accurate, and if it is, what is the Pshat in that? Another very interesting thing with regard to Tzoris, which comes up over here, is that we find that the first time that the Torah says the word Tzoris is in Parshas Miketz, even though it's not discussing the Mazik of Tzeres that we're discussing here in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, but it's the first time that it's mentioned that actually, if you look in Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Nun Hei, we see that the first time that it says Toiv is significant as its general eternal meaning. So the first time that it says Tzeres in the Torah is in Parshas Miketz, Perek Mem Beis Pasuk Lamed Hei. The Pasuk says, Vayiru Tzeres Kaspeim Heima, Va'avihem Vayiro. Now, Tzeres, and then it says Kaspeim Heima. Kaspeim Heima is the Gematria Chati Nezek. So even though we know that Chati Nezek, Tzeres, Hilchus HaGemiri Lo, like the Gemara and the Rishonim say over here, and above a comma numerous times, so it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but we do have a beautiful remez here from the Pasuk, Kaspeim Heima in Parshas Miketz, which is Gematria Chati Nezek. Not only that, but the Gemara says in Baba Kama that the Tzeres is a told of the regal. So then the puzzle continues, Va'avihem Va'yiro'u. Va'yiro'u is actually Gematria regal. That's a fascinating thing, which a bacher once told my father.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.